This is KUNM. I'm Chris Boros. Sexual assault, gender equality, and women's reproductive rights have taken center stage this election season, with controversial comments by Donald Trump galvanizing some voters' support for Hillary Clinton. Public Health New Mexico's Ed Williams met with one of those voters at a restaurant in Santa Fe to find out why she's supporting the Democratic presidential ticket.
My name is Sheila Lewis. I'm a retired public defender. I worked here in New Mexico for 25 years, and now I work for an organization called Santa Fe Safe. And what I do is I try to coordinate sexual assault and domestic violence services. I have always been really interested in reproductive rights, reproductive health for women, and nobody's ever spoken to that. It's been like the secret in the closet. Abortion, but all reproductive rights, the decision whether to have birth control, the decision when to have a child, those are all the most personal decisions you can make. I can't imagine. I don't even talk to a politician about a root canal. Why would I talk to a politician or care what a politician believes I should do about my reproductive rights? So that's really probably number one issue for me. And I really respect Secretary Clinton's idea of saying it out loud. It's not a shame. Absolutely, I'm going to vote for her. And it's not just because of reproductive rights. It's a lot of other issues. I feel like she's an advocate for women. That would be great in any election. The reason Hillary Clinton's election to president would be so significant for me is just because there are young women out there who don't even know how astonishing it would be. They don't even know what it would be like to have a woman running something. They think it's possible, but they haven't really seen it. They go to colleges where the departments their students in are run by men. They work at jobs and internships and unpaid jobs where they're or sort of ordered around by men. The opportunity for young women to have other women modeling for them, leadership, it's amazing.
You can find our entire Voices Behind the Vote series and all our continuing election coverage online at KUNM.org. KUNM's Public Health New Mexico project is funded by the W.K. Kellogg Foundation, the Kanama Health Foundation, and the McCune Charitable Foundation.